Oh man, how good was that? Thanks for that introduction. I don't know about you guys, but lately, some of my favorite things about church have been the introductions and the notices. I have laughed out loud so many times at just unexpected funny moments. I think I've even done a few spit takes with my coffee. They've been so good. Today, I get to share a few of my favorite things with you. So I'm going to share my favorite verse from the Bible, but also I get to share with you my very favorite day. Today is my birthday, and I love to celebrate it. It feels like I'm standing here talking to you, but actually, as you watch this, I'm also at home watching church with you, and I am sitting in my bed waiting for the birthday wishes to come through. So get on that now. Also, today is Helen Hall's birthday, and I know that she also loves birthday greetings, so send one to her too. Actually, as I'm watching this, I'm guessing this will be my reminder to myself to message her as well. Today is also Ezekiel Bell's birthday, and I don't know if that guy loves millions of birthday messages, but you share a day with us, so I'm calling you out as well. Happy birthday, Zeke. I think you are excellent. So today I have asked my very favorite 9-year-old to read my verse to you. It comes from Matthew 11, 28 through 30, and it's actually the version of the Message Bible. So he's down at the Chook Shed with the Chooks. So lean in, have a listen. I think you're going to really like it.
This verse is from Matthew 11, 28. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace, and I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly.
Oh man, how good is that? Anybody who knows me knows that I love a good rest. And if I do say so myself, I'm pretty good at it. But when Jesus says, hey, I'll teach you how to have a real rest, you better believe I'm paying attention. I'm sitting up, I'm taking notice, because I'm like, yeah, that's totally what I want to learn. So I love that after he says, I'll show you how to have a real rest, he says, walk with me and work with me, learn from me. I love this because so often we think that rest is a passive thing. We think that in order to have a rest, we have to stop. Stopping activity is important. And maybe not stopping everything, but definitely stopping work. I would say most people would say you can't have a rest and work at the same time. But Jesus is saying to us that actually that's not true. He's not talking about just a temporary rest that finishes as soon as you go back to work. He's actually talking about a rest that is a way we think, a way of living, something that changes our attitude, and that affects the way that we live our daily lives. The first time I heard this translation from Matthew 11, it captured my heart. It spoke to something deep inside of me, and I just instantly got it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. In the middle of all of this talk of rest and living freely and lightly, he talks about unforced rhythms. I don't know if you know my relationship with rhythm, but it's quite a long one, and I would not say it's very nice. It's rather ugly. I love to dance. I have always loved to dance ever since I was maybe 5 or 6 when I started ballet. But I was never very good at it. As it turns out, rhythm is quite important to dancing, and I have none. I mean, I have rhythm. I actually have quite a bit of rhythm. It just doesn't match anyone else's rhythm. So when I'm trying to dance with people or music, I get out of sync. And if you've ever tried to sync your rhythm back up to someone else's, you know that it's really difficult and really awkward. And you know that for me, if I'm not laughing about it, which I am because it's hilarious to watch, then I'm probably crying. And I also would say that if you don't know what I'm talking about it, I'd guess you've never done Zumba. Anyway, so here we are. I have this long and distinguished, ugly relationship with rhythm. And into that history, Eugene Peterson drops this line, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. And immediately I got it. Grace is more like dancing alone in my kitchen to a song in my head than it is to following along to someone else's Zumba rhythms, trying to keep in sync desperately while other people, more successful people, are there doing the same thing and watching all of my mistakes. Can you imagine the freedom I felt in that moment? I hope you can, because I hope that you have felt that same thing. But see, sometimes I think we miss the point of grace. We miss the whole idea, and we think that it's just this mystical principle that's reserved for Judgment Day, that it's going to tip the scales in our favor at the end. But I think grace is more what allows us to live freely and lightly in our day-to-day lives. When Jesus says this in the NIV, he says, learn from me. And in the Message, he says, walk with me and work with me and see how I do it. And so I look at Jesus' example, and so I'm trying to see what he does. And I see lots of spending time with his closest friends. I see lots of just inviting people along with him. I see lots of joy. And maybe it's just my interpretation, but I see lots of fun. What I don't see is a list of obligations. I don't see him doing things because he has to, because that's what someone's told him he has to do. I see him doing good because he finds value in people and value in relationship, and doing these things is helpful to the people around him. If I look at the rhythm of Jesus' days, they're easy and it's natural. And I think that this is what he says to us. This is what we need to learn from. That grace is offered to us. It's available. We just need to be willing to accept it and then offer that same grace to ourselves. Like I said before, I don't think a real rest always means stopping. I think that it's more about that day-to-day living. It doesn't mean that we have to take a day and just lay in our bed doing nothing, or have a week at the beach by ourselves contemplating nature. While those things are great and they're also important sometimes, I think more important is to have that rest that goes with you, just that day-to-day rest that says it's okay, that starts with accepting yourself for who you are, to loving yourself the way God loves you, and then giving yourself that grace on the way out. I think that when I'm just trying to do the right thing all the time, trying to say the right thing, just making sure I tick all the boxes and do everything that I know I'm supposed to do, it just feels heavy. It doesn't feel right. It's like I'm trying to fit myself into someone else's rhythm again, and it's awkward and it's clumsy, and I feel awkward and clumsy. It makes me think of the old terminology that I grew up with for this verse. You know it. It says, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But no matter how often I tried to think of a yoke as something light, I've seen oxen. I've seen the yoke that they put on them, and those things are heavy. It never made sense to me that that could be something easy. So this reminds me, and that's the way I feel, like I'm carrying this yoke. But when I can picture yoke as grace that is unforced, that I can just fall into, then it makes it so much easier to understand. I think that grace is often really difficult to understand. And honestly, I think we usually end up with a mixture of grace and legalism. And we try our hardest. We try to do everything right and say everything right and not make mistakes. But honestly, we know that at the end, when we get to the judgment, then grace is just going to kind of even up the scales for us. So either way, we're okay. We try our hardest, but then we know it's going to be okay at the end. But I think when we only see grace as that, as something that we need later, we miss out on the freedom of living lightly and freely through our lives today. I love these verses. I find so much beauty and so much comfort in them. They speak to something, like I said, that is hidden deep inside of me. At first glance, they just contain everything that I love: rest, unforced rhythms, living freely, lightness, which to me speaks of joy and laughter. And anyone who's ever been in a room with me or building, anyone who's been in the building with me knows that I laugh loud and I laugh often. I love being joy-filled. So these verses, they just have everything that I love. But then when you get in deeper and you see that grace and you see that rest, it starts out with Jesus asking, hey, Ellie, are you okay? And then he gives me reasons and things to do when it's not okay, because life is hard. So he knows that I'm not going to be okay sometimes. So right in there, it's got the question and the answer all in one. And then right in the middle, that unforced rhythms of grace, the line that will never, ever leave my heart. I hope you guys have a verse that speaks to you in that same way. Guys, this is my prayer for you today. This is my prayer for all of us. May we learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Let's follow Jesus. Let's walk with him and work with him. Let's learn to live freely and lightly. Now we're going to go into a time of worship again. We're going to move into another time. We're going to hear a song called Scandal of Grace. And I don't know about you, but I am going to be here in my room singing as loud as I can. And since nobody's watching, I might just throw in a dance as well.
What have you done? You murdered for me on the cross, accused in absence of a wrong, my sin washed away in your blood. Too much to make sense of it all. I know that your love breaks my fall. Scandal of grace, you died in my place, so my soul will live. No to be like you, I give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one beside you.